Oh, hang on, can I set the scene? It's Melbourne.
Please.
There's riots. There's lockdown. There's neo-Nazis taking a piss on the shrine. And who else do we see there? Gascan.
Gary Francis Xavier fucking Canning at the Shrine of Remembrance protesting, rioting.
He's not on the right side of history here either.
No.
These are people that are masquerading, cosplaying as tradespeople because construction industry has just been shut down and everyone's had to have mandatory vaccination. And
it's just the same people who were complaining about being in lockdown are now complaining about having to get vaccinated.
Yeah. It's like it's 300 people that all went to Rose Walker's costume shop to dress as Legally Blonde, and they were all out of Legally Blonde outfits, so they all had to wear tradie costumes. And they're all rioting in the streets of Melbourne in the most boganic way I've ever seen, like singing Daryl Braithwaite's Horses.
And who shows up, as you've mentioned, Gascan in a very untradey top, by the way.
He's wearing a heel figure jacket and his ASIC sneakers. Nothing says working man like a pair of like woven fabric sneakers.
We haven't said his name. What's his name? Damien Richardson. Shame, shame, shame.
My favourite comment about it this week was, oh, now you know what happened to the dead shits you went to high school with.
My favourite was the two tradies in an alleyway snorting something.
Doing a bit of a Kmart plate.
Yeah, and then it pans out to like this league of people saying, I don't want to take drugs, they don't know what's in it.
Yes, DJY points out that Briggs on socials called them Vanilla ISIS.
The best drugs, we don't know what's in it.
It's the worst people in Melbourne, and somehow he's decided, hey, they're my people. I'm going to join them. I'm going to get down there, and I'm going to try and be their voice. And, you know, we don't advocate reading the Daily Mail, but the comments in that were pretty funny.
This is the first time I've respected the Daily Mail for exposing Gascan.
Do you think as an actor someone can come back from being outed at one of these?
The actors have a pretty strong union, don't they, the MEAA?
The MEAA was under fire for the recent Neighbours controversy that they didn't step in there. I mean, I guess there's not much shooting, there's not much filming going on, so Gascan's probably just cut his losses and he's like, well, I'm not working anyway. Why not?
Need to shower.
I mean, I've said it to my husband a million times. Nobody can smell you on Zoom.
These are people that have never struggled in their lives. They don't know what true tragedy is. They're like, oh, I'm inconvenienced slightly.
I have to wear a mask. Look, you know who I feel bad from that article? Mm. I feel bad for Neighbours for having their name associated with him. And I feel bad for Fifi Box because he's always credited as Fifi Box's ex-boyfriend. And I bet she's just like... Is my name still associated with this dipshit?
They listed it on the Daily Fail as like bullet points of his failures. They were like anti-vax riot rally guy, ex-Neighbours star, Fifi Box's ex. I'm like, I couldn't tell which was the shade and which was not.
You know what they left off though? Shopper at Vaya Pashos's supermarket.
Yep, that's where I saw him.
Oh, God.
At Vaya's hotspot supermarket.
Now we know why it's a hotspot, Vaya. Yeah.
It's been on the exposure sites list two, maybe three times. And one time I got like a personal email from them saying, oh, it's going to be on the website, it's going to be an exposure site. And, you know, now we know bloody why.
Maybe they're not on the exposure list for COVID. They're just letting you know when Damien Richardson's been in.
We had this moment, I don't know if I've mentioned it on the pod, but so we had this moment where I was in the car, I was in the passenger seat. He was on the street crossing the road towards the supermarket, and we locked eyes for just a minute. Like,
should have accelerated for car.
It's Patreon only chat. And it's like in our eyes, like he's like, are you that mole that talks about me on a podcast?
Yeah.
And I was like, yep. Bye.
I really wanted to think he wasn't terrible because, like.
Nah, this confirms it. Anyone who goes to this bullshit is cancelled. There's a street artist who I saw did like an Instagram live from on top of the Westgate Bridge. So I'm like, right, unfollow.
And there was a the cafe owner was at the previous riot, and she got outed all over socials and was really smug about it. And then now I was some mates I saw posted that recently they've been driving by her cafe and she's just sitting behind the counter and no one's coming in. And she was really smug about it. They're across from a kindergarten and they weren't wearing masks and bragging about the fact that they weren't going to get vaccinated. And anyway,
they just don't realize that it's not some sort of, you know, it's like, you know, probably 95% of people are, whilst inconvenienced by lockdowns, are understanding that it's a public health measure, whereas they're just completely off their rockers with QAnon conspiracies. Mm-hmm. And then there's Gaz hanging out with the people who piss on the shrine.
I keep waiting to see if any cast are going to reference it, because beautiful Millsy has been the poster child for vaccinations. Must be. I just want him to do what we did on our socials, and I just want him to, like, tweet a picture of an arrow.
It's just awful. And just, you know, Neighbours has had their name dragged through enough.
God.
It does confirm, like, you know how they were like, someone's, you know, all of the issues. I can guarantee him he would have been like part of those issues.
Residual issues from that era. Anyway, that was fun. It was a good old fashioned slag fest. We don't often talk about what we really think of the cast, but when you put millions of people in danger, all bets are off.
And look, just have a therapeutic read of the Daily Mail comments, which is a phrase rarely said by anyone. Look, I had to scroll a long way before I got to the, is that still on?
Oh, well, that is a good sign then, if it took that long.
Yeah. Oh, there's other council business we need to discuss.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So this is the official start. We're coming in from business again. Bang.